This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. In the history of humans on Earth, it is a split flash of time that women have been able to control the number of children they have. In fact, as a result of public health and immunizations and antibiotics and the Industrial Revolution, women have needed to have fewer children because more survived to work around the house and in the field. Since only the 1960s, American women have used oral contraceptive pills to prevent pregnancy. Pills are still the most common method of contraception. From the beginning, oral contraceptive pills were only available with a doctor's prescription. Early on, oral contraceptive pills were only available to married women. The fear was that offering birth control to unmarried women would encourage promiscuous behavior. It wasn't until 1965 when the U.S. Supreme Court considered Griswold versus the state of Connecticut. In that case, the court upheld an unmarried woman's right to birth control, and then it wasn't until 1972 in Eisenstadt versus Baird that the court assured single unmarried women had a right to contraception. Today, there are three types of oral contraceptive pills that differ by the type of hormone, and there are a zillion brands. While it is still the most popular method of contraception, pill use is declining as IUD use has sharply increased. Women are charged about $30 a month for oral contraceptive pills, although they only cost a few dollars wholesale. The annual cost and the need for a doctor's prescription have been a significant barrier to contraception, particularly for young, under, or uninsured women who are trying to prevent a pregnancy. For years, insurance companies wouldn't even cover oral contraceptive pills. In the 1990s, women's groups began pushing for oral contraceptive pills to be covered just as any other pill would be covered. It was in the year 2000 that the Employment Equal Opportunity Commission ruled that it was illegal for insurance companies to deny coverage for oral contraceptive pills if they covered other preventive drugs and services. But then along came Obamacare, which required that all insurance, public and private, provide preventive services without any cost to the policyholder. This included oral contraceptive pills. According to the Kaiser Family Foundation, in 2012, 94% of women paid some part of their contraception. Today, after Obamacare, only 11% do. This is remarkable. But this would change under new Trump administration policies, such that if an employer held a moral objection, female employees or spouses or daughters would not be covered for free contraception. The issue is currently in the courts. In the meantime, nearly 20 million women live in contraceptive deserts where there is no publicly available contraception, enhancing even further the divide between rural and urban health care access. At the urging of leading medical groups, some states are creating laws to make oral contraceptives over-the-counter, but this could still be blocked by pharmacists who refuse to sell the pills without a prescription. 9 states currently allow pharmacists to prescribe oral contraceptive pills, but these pharmacists often charge a consultation fee. Today, pregnancy termination is in the headlines, but for generations, our politicians have attempted to block women's right to health care. The difference is that in the past, the courts defended those rights. Today, that protection is in jeopardy. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.